Blog Talk Radio.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had footprints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, ooh, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candle that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig.
Whoa.
I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it,
Grandma. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Ow!
Yeah. Disorderly Conduct, the special Free Ball Friday edition / Christmas Eve edition of the program. Glad to have you folks here with me. Ready to mix it up here on this vainglorious evening. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. If you'd like to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. We can mix it up about whatever you want to mix it up about. There are a couple of hot topics floating around the BTR lately. I'm sure we will touch on those very soon. But it's a big world, kids. It's a world. It's a huge internet. There's plenty of shit to talk about. So we're here to make it happen, Captain. Big ups to my early chatters, Big Ashby, Drac, Jessier, Jesse Rabbit, I don't know how to pronounce that. If you could type that phonetically in there into the chat, I'll get it right. Mintman, Moxie, Shellwig, and Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby, why are we crazy? Oh, well. Why are who crazy? Oh, are you talking about the description of the show? Yeah, it says this is the Free Ball Friday show, and I wrote inside the description the question, has everyone on BTR lost their mind? And the answer is yes. And I've invited you to call in and discuss this with me here on the air tonight, / this morning, the number 347-826-7667. Yeah, I know, BTR is always full of weirdos, egomaniacs, meth heads, trolls, whatever you want to throw at me. I've heard it all, I've seen it all. But you know, it seems like for some reason it's kind of boiling up a little bit more than it normally does. There's a lot of just volatile negative energy floating around. And I have to admit, I've gotten wrapped up in it. I've certainly allowed myself to at least listen in. And I don't know if I've necessarily participated in a lot of the antagonizing and whatnot that's been going on here. But I feel like it's in the last couple of days, it's really kind of, I don't know, just boiled up to the surface, you know, even more. I don't know if that's a good accurate description, but maybe I'm just not stoned enough. And so I might have to take care of that. And while I'm taking care of that, let's take care of you, the listener, here on the eve of the birth of our Heavenly Father and His Son, the birth of His Son, Lord Jesus Christ. God bless His soul and yours as you're listening to this program tonight. If you are not celebrating Christmas, I welcome you to join the show regardless. I doubt we will be doing much Christmas talk tonight. But once again, the lines are open, and the world is your oyster, folks. You call in and dictate what we talk about. We got a line here, and I think this is Moxie. What's up, Moxie?
Not too much. I was just hoping you were going to play my song for me during your break.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely. I mean, this is our Free Ball Friday / Christmas Eve special.
And I'm actually really proud. I got to call in before One-Eyed Angry Jew.
Yeah, I think he's still lurking on other shows that are talking about him more feverishly than we are right now. We've only begun to start talking about him. He's attending to other programs that have already been talking about him for about an hour and a half already.
We're so behind.
I know. We're
I'm ashamed.
Dude, I couldn't believe this. I went to Cal. I thought of all the shows that I follow in this, in what is for me the nine. What is it? The 9 o'clock hour, 9 p.m. hour of all the shows I like and follow. I thought Calogenesis. If any show is going to be, sort of an oasis away from this ridiculous BTR soap opera, I figured it'd be the Calogenesis show. I mean, what
yeah,
does he care?
Really?
He's just worried about the man and the white man and how he's keeping him down. So I go over to Calogenesis show. What the fuck is he talking about? The Skype assholes and One Angry Jew and all these motherfuckers.
It's a cancer.
I couldn't believe it. Like, And of course, Khaled puts his own spin on it. It's all another way that the white man's keeping him down, him and his people down. The Skype assholes and the British Conservative and the One-Eyed Jew are all they're all racist. So so Calla has a horse in this game too.
It's amazing. Don't trust Whitey. Don't trust Whitey.
Yeah.
You can't. You're asking for trouble.
I can't escape this One-Eyed Jew bullshit.
He'll be here. Don't worry.
I know. I miss him.
I love the way... Right. Did you... On my show earlier, before you play the song, let me just say one thing. I love how I was trying... I wanted to hang up on him. Not because I dislike him, but because I was bored of him. I wanted to hang up on him. And I didn't, out of lightness. And then when I said, can I hang up on you? Because he kept saying he had to go and skin off and get some Chinese food. I don't know if... I hope that's not the same place. He was like, but you need me. And I was like, no, I don't. I don't need him. I don't need him.
Yeah, you do.
No. No. I really don't.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
I hold no grudges towards the One-Eyed Angry Jew. But no, I don't need him.
All right, fine. We'll be right back.
Get down, get down, now get down low, ho. Get down, now get down, now get down low, ho. Come out, come out, come out, come out.
You bump, bump.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. Vince is the day back here with you. Moxie is with me, and we are taking your calls. 347-826-7667. And happy holidays. And if you don't celebrate the holidays, then you know what? Fuck you. We don't have to talk about the holidays. I'm just playing that music because I feel obligated. And I haven't heard the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer song yet this year. And I missed that song. I haven't heard it in years. So I finally had to just download that and add that to the mix. But speaking of adding to the mix, we're going to bring on the Jew now. Let's get our Jew. You want to give us an update on what the latest happenings are in developments in your ongoing saga in your quest to conquer BTR?
Well, apparently Debbie Daly was sitting as a guest in your room last night, in your chat room, and she's in there trashing Steve Ogle, who I don't know how many shows he's done with her. But that's the thing. She's a whack job. She'll turn on you in a heartbeat for reasons that might be valid or for reasons that have no existence at all. But she thinks they're valid. She's nuts. I think I'm going to have to do a show on... I'm not going to outright call her a liar, although I do think she's a pathological liar. Let her come sue me, because she'd have to prove that I was telling a lie. But I think I'll do a show on, is Debbie Daly a pathological liar? And then we can just discuss it. You know, I'm not accusing her of being a pathological liar.
Just well, why don't you give it... Well, why are you asking that question if you're not accusing her? You obviously think that she is. Give us a little taste of your reasoning.
Well, Debbie Daly, let's see, what does she do? She, you know, just her stories, even Lady Slug will tell you that things that she says just don't make sense. You know, her whole story about the cops and all that crap with Blog Talk Radio. You know, how would the Blog Talk Radio people know that cops came to her house? That's goofy. She's just not right. But she got Corey on there now talking about, I don't know. And is it me or does Corey bother you when he talks?
He doesn't bother me. He does. He sounds to me. I feel bad for the guy. He sounds like he's grasping for air. He sounds like a chain smoker. He probably drinks and smokes a lot of pot, which is not bad, necessarily a bad thing. But I think he needs to slow down the smoking. He's still in his late 20s, early 30s. He needs to like chill out on the smoking.
I don't know how old he is, but doesn't he sound effeminate?
Sounds
to
really
you?
Bad. No, not particularly, no.
Well, the way he talks, it's always sort of whiny. It's like, well, you know, Debbie, he did that to me. And he sort of puts all his words together. There's no delineation in his speech. All
let's
the words
put it this
seem
way.
To slur together.
Let's put it
together.
This way. He's about on par, if not just slightly above the level of... verbal fortitude of the British conservative.
I think the British conservative has more thoughts going on in his head than Corey does, though.
Yeah, but I think Corey can probably articulate the few thoughts he does have and enunciate them in somewhat
better.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I didn't say it was. Hey, I didn't say the bar was high here, bro.
All right, okay, I get it. But apparently, Debbie took offense at my saying that she was pathological liar. But I think she fits the description. Everything is, she has to one-up you on everything. She's got more money than you. She's got more time, more kids, more grandkids, more people hanging around, everybody more sycophants than everybody else. It does get to be a bit annoying. But hey, Debbie wants to take the gloves off. All right. I went in there. She hung up on me immediately. As soon as I got on, she just hung up on me. And then she went to everybody as if that was such a big thing. Like, oh, I just hung up on the Jew. And here's the thing. I don't know if I said this on this show, but when I went on the Black Conservative show, I told them... I'll answer that in a second. When I went on the Black Conservative show, who was that?
That's your cue to speed it up. Some people play music. I just have Moxie sigh once in a while.
Oh, okay, good. When I went on the Black Conservative show, I told them that I called the Secret Service. I didn't, but I just did that to kind of stir it up over there. Now, if Corey really goes to the FBI and calls the FBI and says, you know, this one angry Jew called the FBI and made a false report about something that I said about what I was going to do to Barack Obama. Can you imagine that conversation? I can't believe he's still not in jail. I can't believe he's still out in the street. Is that really you or is that her?
Either that or she's just had an orgasm. I can't tell.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of wondering.
It was a little of both. A little of both, actually. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think she's more attracted to my voice than she lets on.
I was thinking about Randy Sexer, not about you.
Why would you think about Randy Sexer?
That's so weird. That's like a total jinx, because that's who I'm thinking about right now, too, is Randy.
Have you ever met Randy Sexer?
I wish I had. I wish I could say yes.
Well, but has
I mean, with
Moxie,
the name, with the name, with the name
Moxie
like Randy Sexer, yeah, Moxie is familiar with his work.
I see.
Good work.
I still
work.
Can't figure out why she wants a big dick in her, because that would hurt.
All right, we'll save that for later. One angry Jew.
I got some more calls later.
I got some more calls here. 225, you're on the air.
What's up, Vince?
Hey, who's this?
This PD. What's up, man? You don't know your boy?
Well, a lot of people snore like that. I don't know. I've slept with a lot of men.
Come on, man. We went to Viet Cong together and shit. You don't even know who this is.
Oh, I know. It was you and me in the bush. You, me against Charlie in the bush. Just you, me, and Charlie in the bush.
Man, I don't know if we can share a bush together, man, all right? We ain't that cool yet, all right? We got to hang out a little bit more, and then we can share some bush together, all right?
All right. Well, let's get to know each other, bro. Don't worry.
Man,
I won't cross
happening?
It's like Ghostbusters, bro. We don't cross the streams, you know?
No, we don't cross the streams, all right? We got to shoot our own direction. Merry Christmas, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, man. I appreciate you calling in on this special night here.
Hell yeah. Man, I had to. I had to send a shout-out to everybody I listen to.
Right on, man. I appreciate it, dude.
Hey, you know, I'm kind of pissed off at you, though. I was waiting for the UPS man today. He never showed up. My special green you said you was going to send me. What's up with that?
I know your package. I know.
You said you was going to send me some special quality brown. I'm behind.
Yeah, man. I'll get you a sampler.
Damn.
Don't worry.
All right, chill out, bro. All right. Well, I'm sorry I put that on the air. I hope that the FBI ain't knocking at your door already, but, you know.
They've already been to my door, bro. It's cool. They know where I'm at.
My uncle is more
pissed off
than I was.
It's better that way. A little tip to Julian Assange. Just meet with the FBI. They just want to talk. That's it. They just want to talk.
That's it. That's
nothing.
It.
It's informal. They just hang out. Just chill out, hang out, talk.
That's it. Just sit down, you know, give them a little cup of Java or some shit, and it's on. It's on.
No, cup of Java? No, I'm talking about packing a bowl, blazing up, getting lit up like a good old Christmas tree, and tying a few on top of that. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hey, what's
and by your, tying a few on, I mean hookers. What?
What's your special AKA? What's your most favorite AKA on the street right now?
AKA?
Yeah, you know, the down low on what it's called. You know, we can give it many names, but what's your favorite name?
Harry.
Harry? Harry? Come on, man.
Yeah, hey. Well, actually, it's short for Perry Anderson, but you just say, but you know, it's this guy Perry Anderson. I talked to him earlier. He's actually hanging. Perry's actually here with me in the studio. We've been talking during the break, and Perry is he's chilling. I'll probably say hi to Perry again in a few minutes.
Yeah, but see, Perry had the balls to call in your show and say Merry Christmas. You know, that's fucked up. I only known you a short period of time, and I had the balls to call in and say Merry Christmas, Vince. That's fucked
up,
man.
Thank you, very nice.
See, and I even get a standing applause, a standing innovation, and everything. You know, it's, yeah.
Yeah, you get Eugene. Eugene only yells, thank you very nice for a select few, bro.
Let me ask you this, man. Did you go to your folks or what? Or is that tomorrow? Or
yeah.
What is that?
No, that's happening now and tomorrow.
Okay, so you made it alive. I mean, you're still alive. You're still breathing. Nobody killed you, thanked you, or anything? Okay, good. Good deal. Me too, man. I made it out like my uncle tried to slit my throat, but I ran, jumped in my car, started up, and squealed down the road, man. It was on.
Right on. So what do you got going on tomorrow?
I don't know, just chilling. Chilling, mainly. I mean, you know, tonight was the night. It's gone. It's done.
Thank God. My brother, yeah.
Oh, hey, but we had some kick-ass fried turkey. Oh, my God. Do y'all fry turkey where you from?
We fried chicken.
Y'all
yeah, we
fried
fry it. That sounds kind of good, actually.
Oh, my God, man. Vince, dude, if there was a way for me to ship you some fried turkey, dude, without it going bad and falling.
Did you take pics? Did you take some pictures?
Actually, I got a plate in the house that I haven't even ate tonight yet. I'm still.
I'd love
my
to see what that looks like. Hey, before you dig into that, you should take a picture and post it in my chat room. I'd love to see what that looks like.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. I'll email it to you. I mean, I'm not around it right now.
Absolutely.
I'm not around my plate.
Absolutely. I'll put my email in the chat room. It's vtocce@gmail.com. If anybody wants to email me anything, requests, shout-outs.
Pictures of their dicks.
Yeah.
Who was that?
That's it. That's Moxie. She's on my panel tonight along with the
Moxie,
one-eyed Jew.
Moxie, you damn show whore.
Oh, come on now. Vince co-hosted my show.
Yeah,
I'm
this is sort of I'm scratching her back, she's scratching mine.
Tits for tat, or tits for tat, right?
Yeah, tits for twat.
Is that all she does is scratches, though? Or anything else, or what?
He'll find
no
out.
Huh? Oh,
sorry,
no.
I'm busy. I'm busy stroking my cock right now. What was that?
His chakra is out of his pants.
Yeah, you know what? I my second chakra was getting a little squirrely there, so I had to release it.
Holy shit, dude! Hey, will you share?
He has multiple chakras. Multiple chakras.
Can I share off of your show groupies? Can I have a little bit?
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, 25%? There's always sloppy seconds. There's always sloppy seconds, bro. Always. Just.
Oh, man.
Just stick close
seconds.
To me, bro.
Fuck.
Stick,
all
stick,
right, we,
stick tight to me. I'll take care of you.
We two peas in a pod, them pod nut. You know, we in there.
Yeah.
We in
there. Shake and bake. All right. If anybody wants to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay with you. It's Friday night, Friday, Free Ball Friday. / what is this? Christmas Eve. I'm here with my panel tonight, which is consisting of Pedia Vele and One Angry Jew and the lovely and talented Moxie. If you want to join the panel, there's plenty of room. It's an oval table tonight for the next hour and a half. 347-826-7667. Big ups to the chat room. Everybody's in there. A-Monet28, Big Ashby, Drac, Girl from Detroit. Merry Christmas, Girl from Detroit. Guest 8434, Jack Rabbit, I guess. Lady Slugga, Mint Man, One Angry Jew, PD of LA, Showig, Uncle Bobby, and Zebula. Welcome, Zebula. It's a new one. Anyways, Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll be right back.
12th day of Christmas, my slutty, drunk as fuck, cheating piece of shit boyfriend gave to me. 12 STDs, 11 yeast infections, 10 toss salads, 9 lots of licking, 8 Cleveland steamers, 7 Krusty cream pies, 6 sticks of swinging, 5 golden showers, 4 rupee pills, 3 pink dildos, 2 orgasms, and it's warm, come inside my pussy. And that's that piece.
Thinking to myself about street game, how a black man will do you in a minute. fucking quick, Nick. Pop that pussy, hoe, fuck that weak shit. You should have seen all the bitches on the street. Niggas from Detroit was deep. All my partners from the O flew up. And they were slanging that danky stuff. Getting high with some brothers from Miami and Cleveland. Kicking back, talking about we ain't leaving, bitch. We ain't going nowhere. We gon' stay here another day, you know. Just another day. You know. Get through and roll back to the old town. Ride with the Cadillac Club or something, you know. FROG, old school. Too clean in the house, bitch. QD3 on the beat. I wanna say what's up to Lil Durl. My partner D, what's up, D, baby? All my partners in the pen. North County, Santa Rita. My brother Wayne Lowe. Just another day.
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, this is back. And we got BMAC. What's up, BMAC?
What's up, man?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry. Bah humbug to you, too.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Happy Kwanzaa.
There you go. Please say happy Kwanzaa. You a fool, man. What's going on with you, man? Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Nothing, man. I'm just kicking it. Doing the show. We got on our panel tonight myself and Moxie and One Angry Jew. And as you would imagine, on this eve of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, wouldn't you know it that a Jew would be the topic of conversation here on BTR. You missed it, man. Just all day long, people going nuts talking about One Angry Jew this, Black Conservative that, WW this, Skype assholes that. It's just been this and that, all back and forth and every which way. And it's weird how people kind of, like, I went to, you ever listen to Calination? Calagenesis?
Yeah.
Okay, left wing Black nationalist. You know what you're getting with them, right?
Yeah.
And so today I'm just kind of like the temperature in the air. I'm just like people are just getting really nuts. It's kind of like in you remember Jungle Fever? No, not Jungle Fever. Sorry, the other Spike Lee movie, the one he really broke out with.
Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, Do the Right Thing. That summer where everybody just like things just boiled to a, you know, to a fucking climax.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of feels like it's been going on. And I thought I could go to Calogenesis to kind of escape that. And sure enough, he was dedicating his show to the Skype assholes and the black conservative and, you know, one angry Jew and Benjamin Solomon. And, oh, my God, you just can't get away from it.
I mean, it's like this, though. It's like, hey, you know, they doing this all these shows on February 1st. I believe thing. I think everybody going out with a bang.
Yeah, exactly. You make a great point. Is that's another part of it. Not only is there the stress from the holidays, there's also the added stress that the clock is ticking on people's BTR profiles. And that's another, and not to mention the fact that the functionality of BTR, which was shoddy at best, is now becoming, like, just sort of slowly just disintegrating. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but, like, basically, if you start a show past 11 p.m. Pacific, forget it. You'll never get through it. It'll just be a nightmare. It'll be a train wreck. Guaranteed.
It's going to be damn radio for real, man. So, like I said, I'm going out with a bang in January. It's really, it's going to be every sense. It's not going to stand for the Milwaukee music movement those last 30 days. It's really going to be damn radio.
Right.
I got some surprises. Hey.
Sorry, man. Sorry to interrupt you, but big ups to our new chatters, your girl Callie and Tracy Goodmore. Also, big ups to Uncle Bobby for hanging out. Uncle Bobby, I caught a slice of your show earlier, but glad to have you here. Hopefully, I'm going to catch one of your shows one of these days. anyways, 347-826-7667 is the number, the panel right now. Moxie, One Angry Jew, and VMAC, and we have, I want to say Lady Slugger. Is that you, Slugger? Do you want to join the panel here?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still muted.
Hello?
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. Slugger.
Don't answer me. I'm muted.
I can't hear him.
Right.
Hello.
Thank God everybody's muted. Thank God everybody's muted, because the only person I can hear right now is Lady Slugget, who apparently can't hear anything.
Right.
Yeah, water.
What's
in
up, Slug?
It's very convenient.
What's up, Slug? Okay, Slugget, we'll come back to you in a second. Well, I think you have some stuff to correct there. Her hand wasn't even up, so that was kind of...
Hey, Vin.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetheart. I have an anonymous message.
Oh, shit.
Oh, perfect. Go for it.
Okay. May I read it?
I wish somebody would stick something in my ears.
Okay. The anonymous message says
mm-hmm.
that One Angry Jew said that Moxie has no rhythm.
Well, now, how can that be anonymous?
I'm just curious.
What, he saw her dance before?
No, I'll finish that statement. You ready? You don't have the rhythm with Vince. I didn't say you didn't have rhythm. I said that you don't have the rhythm with Vince.
Oh, I get what you're talking about. Okay.
But I did say that.
We're not using the rhythm method, though. So there, see, gotcha.
No, we're just pulling out.
Yeah. Totally different thing.
Oh, wait, this is
the rhythm. There's going to be some rhythm later.
She's using the sponge.
Yeah.
Or sponges.
It's high tech. It's really high tech.
Doesn't that hurt when you put it in?
Not really.
No, I let Vince do it. Vince does it. Vince, does it hurt you when you put it in?
It does. I actually put it in my asshole just because I feel like it's fair. Because isn't it kind of unfair that women gets to put, like, a miniature pillow up her vagina. So just to even things out, I stick one up my asshole.
He's so sweet.
It's amazing how it keeps me hard. Speaking of getting hard, I'm now fully erect because Lady Slugga is back with us.
All right. Yeah. Now you got my ears bleeding.
Well, maybe you should turn your headset down, you know?
Thank you, very nice.
All right, Moxie.
So funny.
Moxie. Let me, did you hear what I said?
No, because you're muted. You're muted. I can't
right.
hear you.
I said that you don't have the rhythm with Vince.
So you're admitting that anonymous message was correct. That's
first
what you're
of all,
saying.
It was a private message, not an anonymous message. It started out as a private message. If you're going
to
read a private message,
somebody just sent
it to me. Well, wait a minute.
Somebody sent it to me anonymously.
Well, they can't send it to you anonymously. It was private.
Yes, they can.
You cannot make a private message anonymous. It's already private.
All right, go on. Continue.
Or not.
No, she's thinking about it. Your rhythm on your show with Vince, because I don't think you know, I don't think you have the feel for how Vince does radio. I do. Now, wouldn't you agree with that, Vince?
All right, Joe. Listen. That show that we did, this was that today? I can't even remember. I'm so fucking lit. It was today, right? Earlier today, this afternoon. That show was all my doing. It was the middle of the afternoon. I was bored. I'd already shot my wad like three times to SSSBunker.com. And I was bored, and there was no interesting shows, nothing stimulating on. So I was on the Facebook and chatting with her, and I said, hey, I think I'm just going to do a show. But she's like, no, I think I'll do a show. And I was like, all right, cool. So she just spontaneously did that, and it was not meant to be any sort of premeditated thingamajig, and it just was sort of an impromptu thing. Again, I don't know what you're expecting, Jew. I don't think you're trying to. It sounds like you're saying we're kind of like this Parker Spitzer thing, where it's not working. You gotta give
he
it a chance.
He called the show
to,
an abortion. He called the show an abortion.
Yeah, well, that's going to be one of the topics. So stay. Give it a chance. So that wasn't even meant to be your show. That was kind of unfair that you had to be interpreted as being. You weren't planning on doing your show until Sunday.
Right.
But you're still doing your show on Sunday.
Yeah, and even though, you know, we'll have to work on the rhythm a little bit in bed, but, yeah, I mean, I hope you'll still co-host with me on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely.
7 to 9 p.m. Pacific.
That's right. Be there, kids. Moxie, you should put the linkage in the chat room. And,
can I just
you know
the
what?
Main page?
Yeah, whatever. And, Ju, you know what? If you don't think we have the chemistry, you don't think we'll ever have the chemistry, you know what? You don't have to tune in. And if you do tune in and you don't like it, well then.
Fuck you and fuck her too. Said if I
my head right now.
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right. This is Dave back with you. Disorderly Conduct program. Welcome, everybody who's joined me over the past hour and stuck with me here on the program. Appreciate it. Also, all of our good friends listening but not chatting. We've got people from all over the place. New Jersey, Virginia, Pennsylvania. A girl from Detroit's from Michigan. A Monet is Ohio. We've got the Heartland covered. Slugga, PA, and we got PD of LA, of course, representing the New Orleans, right? Or Louisiana somewhere. It's all the same. It's all pink inside. Anyways, I'm back, and so is my panel. And before I bring them back, I just want to thank everybody for listening, and hope people join me again here tomorrow night, I guess, for the Christmas night edition of Disorderly Conduct with your host, yours truly, Vince in the Bay, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Atlantic. If you want to join us now, is a good time, 347-826-7667. I anticipate in about 5 minutes it's going to get wacky on here, because I think a lot of these shows that are debating a lot of the material that we are fading in and out of debating ourselves, a lot of those people are probably going to troll over here, I would imagine. Because the great thing about everybody hating on One Angry Jew and talking about him but not letting him talk on their show is the only way they can find out what he really thinks from his own, the horse's mouth, is by coming to my show. Because I'm the only one that lets him talk. Everybody else just trashes him and hangs up on him. And then when he's gone, all they do is talk about him forever and ever and ever. And you know those people want to know what he thinks, but they just don't want to confront him one-on-one. So I have a feeling the next hour might be fun. If not, I tell you what, I'll give everybody a hand job. All right, I'm going to take another break. Just kidding. I'm bringing back my panel. Moxie, What Angry Jew, Lady Slugga, you're all back. What it do?
Moxie is Canadian.
I want to know if you're going to give me a hand job.
I give you two hand jobs.
That's actually, as a panelist, you get a complimentary hand job. You didn't know that? You weren't getting yours?
So psyched.
You should have gotten one in the green room already, actually.
I know.
That didn't happen?
Oh, I was standing behind Lady Slugga, and you guys were just, having a long private meeting.
You know what? I think, actually, Lady Slugga took yours.
Wait, say that again? What happened? What did you just say?
Remember, Lady Slugga, I was like, this is actually technically counts as two. And you're like, oh, fuck it. Just take it from Moxie. She's not going to want it anyway. I was like, all right. Because Lady Slugga is like a whole lot of woman. She requires serious attention. You know what I'm saying? She's an animal.
I do need attention. This sucks. I hate Christmas. Fuck this.
What kind of attention do you want?
Not the kind you would give her.
I want my Slugga attention.
Yeah, Callie, free hand jobs, men and women. Come on, women, whatever. You want a finger bang, whatever you want to call it.
Ew. Is Lady Slugga still there? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
Why
here.
Is that ill? Why is that ill?
Don't you remember the conversation that we had before? Didn't we have a conversation about fingering before?
Of course not.
Yes, we did on your show.
No, never.
Yeah, the first time that I think when we were talking to One Angry Jew.
Show me the archives.
It would be in your archive. I can't show you your own shit.
That could have been any time. All right, 347.
I think it's gross.
I hear typing.
That's One Angry Jew. He's, I don't know if you know this, but he is a computer expert. He's probably on Google right now.
Google is a friend?
Yeah, of course.
Shit. He's a computer expert. You're right.
Yeah. Anywho, big ups to AmoNay28, a.k.a. Amy, my producer. Thank you for hanging in here. Baby, yes, you, of course, being my producer, you get an extra special finger bang this holiday season as a bonus for all your hard work.
Damn it. She's so lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Well,
yes, I did say Moxie's Canadian.
I was trying to figure out.
She's Canadian, isn't she?
What are you talking about?
Are you Canadian or not?
Am I Canadian, eh?
I asked you, are you Canadian? Are you or aren't you?
I've answered you already. No, I'm not.
Hmm. Where are you from?
I'm not telling you.
How did you get
that? It's all over the place. It's very public, but I'm not telling you.
How did you get that Canadian accent?
It's hidden in plain sight.
All right, listen. You're gonna have to deal with that Canadian accent if you want to be a success here on Blog Talk Radio.
What are you talking about?
Who is this guy?
Then, are you looking at your chat room?
Oh no, I'm not. Why? What am I missing? What am I missing?
Mint Man. Just another conversation you might want to have. Mint Man said that he is an expert at finding the G spot.
Oh please, you probably don't even know where the clitoris is. Everybody says that. The G spot. Why don't you find the clitoris?
Great.
At least everybody knows.
He's
where,
welcome.
At least we know where that's supposed to be, right?
We got an hour to go here. He's welcome. He's welcome to join the panel, and that can be a topic we can toss around.
Mint Man has good conversation. Mint Man, why don't you call in?
What?
I said Mint Man was the one talking about the nudist colonies. Remember?
Oh yeah, that kind of got me.
Yeah, Midman on our show, Vince, earlier was talking about the nudist colonies.
Right.
Mintman, call in.
Totally, bro.
A.
Call in.
A. A. Sorry, I'm trying to be Canadian just to make you correct. I can't.
You don't
do
have
it.
To make me correct. I'm a liar. Haven't you? Did you not read? I'm a liar and a troll.
I'm also a liar and a troll, so.
No, you can't be a liar and a troll because I'm the only liar and the troll here.
Oh, please. You are nowhere near the first. You are nowhere near the first, and you will not be the last.
Are you kidding me? Is your name on the lips of everybody at Blog Talk Radio or mine?
I don't aim for that. It depends on what your goals are.
All right. I'll tell you what I aim for. Pleasing the callers and the listeners. And I have another caller here. I'm going to take 209. You're on the air.
Hey,
Callie, what's going on, girl?
Not much. I did want to say, no offense when angry at you, but you're not on Google. You're on rentafriend.com. And Amy, he wants to know your ASL so he can online date you.
Perfect. Okay. Any anonymous messages, anybody? Do we have any anonymous messages? No? All right. I'll tell you what. Go ahead. Yeah.
Girl from Detroit rocks.
All right. Okay. Now this party is getting going, baby. Okay. I tell you what. We're kicking off the second hour here. It's the Festivus / Kwanzaa / Christmas / post Hanukkah post. Oh God! What is it that the Muslims celebrate? Whatever they celebrate, I don't know. We're gonna kick off the second hour here, the way we did it the first, in a very Festivus way. I'm Vincent the Bay. We got a whole switchboard full of callers. I'm gonna go to in just a second. I don't know if Santa's gonna call in or not, but. You know, hopefully we'll get somebody on. I have a feeling we're going to have a little chat with Goofy Bone in a minute and much, much more. Stick around. We'll be right back. Ho, ho, ho!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. As for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, footprints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back? Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, ooh, and the pudding made of fig, and the blue and silver candles just to match the hair in Grandma's wig.
Won't you?
I've warned all my friends and neighbors. Better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Ow!
That's right, kids. Merry Christmas from me to you. And the whole disorderly conduct family wishes you all the best to you and yours during this vainglorious holiday season as we look up and beyond to a new year on the horizon, 2011, year of opportunity, perhaps for many. If you want to join us here, 347-826-7667 is the number. We've got jammed phone lines. I'm going to bring back my panel. For the second hour, we have Moxie, One Angry Jew, Lady Slugga, your girl Callie, and now we have Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone, what's going down, brother?
Oh, man, fuck the San Jose Police Department.
What happened, man?
I throw a Christmas party every year. I'm over here dressed up in the Santa outfit with the fucking beard. We started a party at my house at 7 o'clock. Okay, some neighbors from, like, behind us called the cops.
Goofy, are you there? Or are you breaking up? You're breaking up. Say that again.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, where was I? I don't even know. I'm so fucked.
You had a party SJPD shut you down, I guess.
Yeah, they came over twice, and they took everybody. Oh, they didn't take them away. They kicked everybody out, and now it's like, fuck. Nobody's here. Everybody's gone. That was a badass party. And now what the fuck? I'm here all drunk by myself, listening to Vince in the Bay right here on Blog Talk Radio.
It's pretty pathetic, isn't it? Sorry, man.
Nah,
sorry that you've had such a disappointing. I don't think of it as. See now, if you were like Moxie here, it's just another Friday night. So in other words, it's just another Friday night party that just didn't work out. You know,
if you're an atheist,
that's a big deal.
This is my annual Christmas
party. I think that's your
party.
Problem. Is that you're not an atheist.
Oh, really? I was an atheist at one time until God showed his wills and power to me.
What does he look like?
I believe in God all day, every day.
What does he look like?
He don't look like nothing. He's just a being, but you see a presence.
Maybe you need sunglasses. No?
Maybe you need a bone in your mouth.
I would like that. That'd be fun.
I hope you do.
We can arrange that. All right, somebody's got to turn down their speaker because we're getting some feedback here.
Hey, but shout out to Lady Slugga. I want to tell her she has a wonderful show here on blogtalkradio.com.
Wow, thank you. Even though tonight I was in rare form.
But nah, you play some jams, girl. I got to give it to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, much love.
Hey,
where's the bear Jew?
The one-eyed Jew is here. He is currently in the chat room mixing it up in large red
I'm sorry. Who called for me?
I did.
In lurch fashion, you rang.
Your new name's the Bear Jew.
Who gave me that? My name has been morphing like crazy lately. I don't know what's going on.
Nah, because all my friends they watched that one movie, Inglourious Basterds, and we don't know no Jews. But it's like once they started hearing the show, they're like, ah, there's the one-eyed Jew. And then everybody's like, oh, you're calling him a dick Jew. So let's call him the Bear Jew.
You don't have any Jews where you are? Where is that?
Yeah.
San Jose. I grew up, bro,
oh, that can't
zero
be.
Jews here. I grew up here, man. I've been here for, I grew up here and lived here off and on the Bay Area for my entire life, and there are some.
All right, well then you got
scattered
Jews there. You've got them. They're just
yeah,
scalped.
No, there's a few sprinkled here and there. You know, maybe some that work for some like VC companies or whatever. But as I grew up in a Catholic, I went to a Catholic school. I grew up around mostly Hispanic and Filipino and Vietnamese kids and other white kids.
But no offense, we welcome other cultures, but it's like they made a big old Jewish school in Mountain View somewhere, Mountain View, Palo Alto somewhere, but it's like in San Jose, in the neighborhoods, there's no Jewish people.
No
Jews.
How would you identify them?
Well, you know, you have your people that look like your people. And then,
I didn't
meet Jews.
Let's put it this way. I grew up in San Jose, and I didn't meet Jewish people until I started living in, like, San Francisco and New York City and Los Angeles. And that's when I started meeting. In metropolitan areas, when I started living there, that's when I started encountering Jewish people. You know, of course, in Brooklyn, you got Williamsburg right there next to
everything,
where all the Hasids are and – and actually even living in San Francisco, I lived next to a Jewish high school, Jewish community high school. And so I've been exposed to Jews since migrating away from San Jose. But San Jose is a weird vortex, and it has been for a long time. There's also not a very it's one of the few places that where there's not a large centralized black population.
That is true. On
wow,
the
that's like
there are.
That's like Thailand.
I mean,
there's no blacks in Thailand.
There is, however, a huge Vietnamese population and a big Filipino population.
Well, we have plenty
huge,
of them in Thailand.
Huge Hispanic.
That we weren't missing.
Yeah.
No,
anyway,
but it's like
moving on.
San Jose welcomes every culture. I mean, every little spot they'll make a little like. If you go on Santa Clara and 33rd, there's little Portugal. You know, San Jose welcomes every culture, but it's like there's no little neighborhood of the Jewish people and stuff like that. But it's like we listen to Vincent Bay, you know, all the time, me and my homeboys and stuff. So it's like when they first heard about you, they started naming you the Bear Jew. So that's going to be your new
really?
Name.
No, I've been the one angry Jew. I've been the one.
Yeah, you gotta make a tally sheet on that, dude.
I don't know. Is that really up to me? What do I care?
No, it's just the name.
It all has to do with you. You have 100% invested in that.
Well, no, it's not like we're gonna make him wear a name tag that says Bear Jew on it. It's just, you know, like a little nickname.
Yeah.
It's like Michael Mike. Hey, what's up? You know. So no offense. I hope it doesn't offend you, but it's just that's what we call you over here.
Well, no, I'm not offended at all. Look, long as everybody's talking about me, I like it. It's a sick thing, but it's the way it works.
And we're not derailing you, but you know.
Only one.
All right, we got more calls here to get to, so no worries, Goofy. I'm leaving you. You're on the panel here. I'm just going to open it up for the 317. Go ahead. You're live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. This is the famous Mint Man.
Hello.
Minty Man.
Mint Man, thanks for joining us. I don't see you in the chat room. That's a surprise.
Well, I had to get off the computer because my computer's upstairs, and now I'm downstairs. So.
Got it.
I'm not one of these rich people that has a computer in every room.
All right.
We still have
a laptop with wireless.
So what's on your mind? What do you think of this mess that we're talking about?
Oh, what mess is that? I missed a few minutes there.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, you had your hand up. Was there something that you wanted to chime in about?
Well, actually, I was asked to call in. So Lady Slugga asked me to call in. So
Yeah, I wanted to see if we could talk about the nudist colony stuff.
Oh, you want to get back to that? Okay. Well, let me mention first the hardcore conservative nudists do not like the word nudist colonies because they think that it sounds too close to leper colonies. So that is not politically correct. So it doesn't bother me.
Well, we're all about that.
What the hardcore nudists think. They prefer to call it a nudist resort, which some of the places I've been to, that's kind of stretching it a bit because some of them are pretty primitive. I wouldn't call them resorts.
So basically,
okay.
You like to be naked in front of strangers, right? I mean, we covered this a little bit on the Humor Institute earlier.
Yeah, but it's not really about exhibitionism. It's more just about, you know, communing with nature and all that, which I know sounds silly and hippy-dippy, but that's kind of what it's about. You go out in the country and you actually do kind of bond with nature.
Okay, here's the big question for you, Vince, if I might interject for a second. I know you're the host. But
yeah,
I think the big question for Minty Man is if he can somehow give One-Eyed Angry Jew a way to turn this topic into, you know, towards himself. What do we give him? How many words?
Give him 12
oh,
words.
Oh, we got to lay odds before I let him back on.
Odds, definitely odds.
Okay, so what are we talking about exactly again? What's the topic?
Well, we have to figure out how much more that our friend Mint Man or Minty Man or Minty, as I call him, will have to say before one angry Jew will turn the topic to himself. I'm just curious. How many words? And then the odds. You can do the
12,
odds.
I said 12.
12, yeah.
I give a 3/8 odd that I'll win.
I'm going to go with 5 words.
All I know is the minute that I unmute him, he's going to just talk about himself. So it's like
yeah,
the first word
yeah.
that comes out of his mouth is like, you know, I am, you know, something.
I was
no,
a nudist
wait a
in
minute.
Thailand. I was a nudist in Thailand. That's what I'm saying.
The mint guy has to talk about the nudity stuff, and then we'll throw it to one angry
okay,
view.
Okay, yeah. Just,
let's see
yeah, right, right,
point
right.
of view.
Exactly. And then we have to see how long it takes him to turn it around to his own, to be about him.
There you go.
All right.
So if
he says
something
I,
really disgusting
I say,
about penises.
I say within 3 sentences, he turns it into about being about him. 3
I'm
sentences.
I'm going 5 words. 5 words.
Him at a,
I'm going,
at a
I'm sticking my 12.
Ew.
So what if we just ask our Jewish friend who's ever been to a nudist camp?
All right. Hey, One Angry Jew, have you ever had any experiences at nudist camps?
No.
Oh, my God. You won, Moxie. Less than 5 words. You're right.
Uh-huh.
All right. If you guys want to join us, 347-826-7667 is the number. We have plenty of room here on the switchboard. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask mint condition something?
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
So what is like? Why do you say that you're trying to get with nature just from being naked? Why don't you like smoke some weed and actually feel nature in your lungs and feel it come inside you and leave? You know what I mean?
Well, I got sinus allergies. So I don't smoke anything.
Oh, edibles, bro. Edibles. Knock your socks off.
Take some Twinkies.
It's even better. It's even better than smoking it, dude. In fact, I prefer to eat.
It'll make your body feel wiggles.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's pretty cool.
I know. I'm fucked up, people. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, merry, happy, happy.
4 minutes.
Enjoy your fast.
Thank you very much.
4 minutes till Santa's in California, or, well, 3 minutes now.
Well, I'm already here. I'm already in the Santa suit. You guys should see me. I look fucking pathetic.
Oh. That's depressing.
But it's cool because it's like I was drinking outside and some little kids walked by. They're like, Santa doesn't drink beer. It was all a fun.
We have 38 minutes to go here on your Festivus edition of Disorderly Conduct. I got a huge panel here with me. And by panel, I mean dildo and my anus. And I also have a lot of people called into my show. That would include the lovely Moxie, the One Angry Jew, the lovely and talented Lady Slunga, your girl Callie, my world-renowned entertainment correspondent. Also, we have Goofy Bone, who's had his own Christmas special earlier today. He put on the BTR company Christmas party. That was amazing. I attended a good portion of that, and I appreciated all that.
Thanks for coming through, Viz.
That's great. Also, we have, I lost track. There's one other person we have here. Who else is on? Who did I miss?
Mint Condition.
Mint Man is here as well. Hey, I got a question, Goofy. Maybe you can answer this for me, man. You know that marijuana happy hour, dude?
Yeah.
Why is there never anybody in his chat? Like, there's literally, like, never anybody there.
He has a great show, though.
He's funny.
Sometimes.
But he's kind of a dick, though.
Yeah, but you got to call because he's one of those people that he relies on people to call in, and then he makes the show from there.
Right.
But, I mean,
that would actually be a great target for One Angry Jew. I could see One Angry Jew being a great nemesis for the Marijuana Happy Hour dude. What's that guy's name? I forgot his name.
I forget his name, but he has a great radio voice.
One Angry Jew, you got to check this guy. He's like another one of these guys. I can tell he's one of these like leftover radio people that's got squeezed out. Because like in the heyday of talk radio, like One Angry Jew is attested to before, the 80s and 90s, local talk radio was big. So a lot of people had a lot of work in the radio field. But slowly over the last decade or so, it's been consolidated and more stuff is just syndicated. And so people are getting squeezed out. And
that it's better. It's worse.
Right. So this dude, I see this guy, this marijuana happy hour dude, as being a prime example of that. He probably was doing like afternoon drive time on some rock and roll outfit somewhere. And now he's like out of work. And he's just doing it for fun and just being a dick. And he's kind of bitter because he's doing a vlog. Let's face it. If you were doing a legit terrestrial show, you would not be messing around on Blog Talk. Guaranteed. But One Angry
Jew.
Well,
I'm going to tell you, that's not entirely true because
One Angry Jew, I challenge you. I throw down the gauntlet. I challenge you to go on that marijuana happy hour show. And call into that guy and fuck with him.
All right. Well, you'll have to send me the link. But that statement's not correct, Vince. We had a guy.
I don't care if it's not correct. It doesn't matter. It's my show, and I'm saying you should call into this other dude's show. I think he would be a good match for you.
And do what for him?
Forget the black conservative. Forget the Skype assholes. This guy should be your next project. You should destroy this guy next.
Well, wait a minute. What did he do that needs to be destroyed?
Oh, dude, you just got to check him out. I think he'd be a good nemesis for you.
What does he do? What's he say?
I don't know. You should check him out.
Might like him. What if I like him?
All right, I'll get the link to you in a second.
Is he mean? Is he nasty? Let me hear some of his archives.
Yeah. He's totally mean and nasty. Yeah.
Good. I like that.
Nobody. Nope. nobody, like, he's got a great radio voice and he's got a great radio personality, but he's just like a bitter dick. And he just fucks with people.
I understand that. I'm bitter. Don't you think I'm bitter?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, you can probably take him on mano e mano.
Why would I trash him?
Forget it. Forget it.
What are you talking about?
Okay, forget it. Never mind. Don't call him. All right, I got callers here. I'm going to go to the 111. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jane, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Jane, hey, welcome.
Yeah. So I have a question for One Angry Jew.
Okay, what is it?
Well, I'm just curious about what his issue with the assholes is, because I've listened to him a few times, and I've never gotten full clarity.
Well, I have to preface this by you did. Now, are you familiar with the latest discoverings by the one Calpote?
Yes.
He's exposed them as being one of the same. You realize that One Angry
Calpote
Jew.
Program.
Yeah, you know, you realize that One Angry Jew and not only the Skype assholes, but also Debbie Daly and the Black Conservative, they are all under the spell of the One Angry Jew who controls them all. You know this, right?
Well, according to Cowpoke, Debbie Daly, the Black Conservative,
and
One Angry Jew are lieutenants for the assholes.
No, you're mistaken. It's the Jew that controls the assholes and the Black Conservative. And see, this is like a little microcosm of reality.
Right.
The Jews control everything. It's the same basic power structure. You know why? You know why the Skype assholes call him the one-eyed Jew, right? Because he's the one all-seeing eye at the top of the pyramid.
Well, according to Tony the Roofer, it's because he has his finger up his ass. But you know, I'm not going to quibble.
Vince, am
I
on?
I think
totally
that's
on.
Anti-Semitic. I think that's anti-Semitic.
Yeah, totally. Let's see what the Jew thinks. Go ahead, you're on, Jew.
The Jew wants to sit back and hear the rest of you go at it, so go ahead.
No, I asked a question for you, Jew. I'm curious to know what your issue with the assholes is.
Well, I don't have an issue with the assholes. I like them.
Because you control them.
Regardless of whether you think I control them or not, I like them. I find them entertaining.
Okay.
They entertain me. First of all, I like Snake, of course, is interesting to go back and forth with because he's kind of wily. Deputy's got a great radio voice, which obviously has been honed by years of cigarette smoking, but he's still got a good radio voice, and he's kind of interesting to listen to. But it's not so much them individually. It's them all together because they have a rhythm. That's the rhythm that I saw lacking between Moxie and Vince, which, by the way, I didn't say that was going to be forever. I just said tonight, the show you did today sort of lacked that rhythm that Vince and I seem to naturally have. Or I have with everybody. I don't know which one it
is. Yeah,
because
you
matter.
Talk over everybody. You talk over everybody. That's it.
You
bottom
just repeated
line.
Yourself twice. Why did you
so
do that?
So what? Do you understand formatics with radio?
Do I understand why?
I assume formatics.
I'm sorry. Say that word again.
I think it was formatics.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. Google is your friend.
I've
if you want to join us, 347
I've never heard that word. Have you heard that word?
667. Google?
Formatics?
You know, Google, Google, and you'll figure out what it is. Huh?
I'll Google it. I never heard that word before. Formatics?
Hey, yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Vince, can I ask
Bye.
A question?
Yeah. Please do. Please. Slug it.
Jane, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is it? Oh, God, I don't even know if I want to go into all this right now. The only time I've ever heard,
whatever you want, girl.
The only time I've ever heard your name brought up was when Debbie Daly was talking about, here we go again with this, the 911 call. She had said that you did that.
Well, it's not true. Debbie knows who did it. She has the girl's full name, address, the girl's parents' name. She spoke with the girl's father. So that's just not true. I had nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Where was, out of curiosity, where was the girl located?
Florida.
Okay.
Damn, I wish Iconoclast was in your chat room right now.
Addict's thing is all about music. What do I care about that?
Huh?
Wait, what happened?
Why do I care about this formatics? It's all about music. What do I care?
Google is your friend.
I did. I just Googled it. I don't get it. Why should I care about that?
Vince, if I could just add one more comment to the question your caller asked me.
Well, hold on. Jane, did I answer your question?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. The only other thing I would say is that in my experience, Debbie has a habit of pointing the finger at whoever she happens to be pissed off that day and then comes back later and apologizes for her accusations. And she tends to make accusations without any evidence.
Oh, without any thought either. She doesn't think about it. Right now she's going after Steve Ogle, her good friend, you know, who's been doing the show with her.
Yeah,
for I don't know
what's
how many
wrong
months.
With her and Ogs? What's her problem with Ogle?
Well, last night on Vince's show, I said that Debbie Daly was a pathological liar. And apparently Steve Ogle did not defend Debbie vigorously enough, so she just trashed him on her show.
Yeah,
well,
she totally threw the guy. The guy was like trying to be like the voice of
diplomatic,
her, you know, her side. Yeah, he was trying to be. Yeah, exactly. He tries to be over diplomatic, but yeah, and she
he sounds like a nice guy.
Boat.
He sounds like he's a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah, you know, he's a sweet guy. He likes her show. He follows her
around.
Yeah,
okay.
Like a lot of people
do. What's wrong with him?
He's a good guy. Me as well. I like having him around, and I was glad to have him on. And I didn't think he did anything to not, you know, to disrespect Debbie.
No, but this is what Jane is saying.
I'm really tired of people getting pissed off that other people aren't defending them. You know, if you need other people to defend you on this blog talk radio, then you got worse problems. And she got mad at me because I wasn't defending her enough, and I was basically like an accessory to some beatdown that she served on my show, which I don't know. Maybe I need to listen back to it with some fresh ears, but I don't remember us. I mean, other than one angry Jew calling her a pathological liar, I don't know what the deal was, but apparently it was enough to piss her off and tell me that she doesn't want to talk to me. I tracked her down on Bill Clinton's show, and I tried to talk to her in the chat, and she's just like, sorry, dude, I'm not talking to you.
Well, Vince, let me tell you how crazy that thing was. According to her, I'm listening to her. I listened to her show earlier.
Wait, hold on a second. You just repeated yourself. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You just interrupted me. According to Debbie.
And you just repeated yourself.
Right, I know. That's very intelligent, and you sound good doing it, but not really. According to Debbie, when I listened to her show, she said that she had been listening to your show. So she was listening at the time that Steve was not defending her vigorously. So she had the capability of coming on the show and defending herself. Instead,
No,
that's what she said.
I thought she listened to it in archive. I don't know.
That's not what she said.
Really,
she said that she listened. She was listening as the show was going on, and he didn't defend her vigorously enough, which just shows she's kind of nuts.
Right. Well, you know what? Ultimately, you know what it comes down to? At the end of the day, it is what it is, and I don't give a shit. So that's real talk. What do you say, VMAC?
Yeah, that's right. It is what it is. Hey, like they say, fuck them and feed them beans.
That's right. All right, I got another caller here, 317. You're on.
Yeah, it's Mint Man. Sorry, I got disconnected or something.
Oh. Yeah, all right. What's you have something you want to add?
Yeah, I think my suggestion is that we all just go to a nudist camp and chill out.
No.
Yeah, tell us
yeah,
more
but
about
you know,
the nudist camp.
I've seen photographs of Debbie's boobs, and I'm not sure I want to see them. So I think I'm going to pass on that.
Is that Debbie's real picture? Is she an old lady with a fake picture up?
Okay, well, there are several. there are several fake photographs that she has distributed. The keyhole picture of her supposedly swimming somewhere with the red leather bustier is a fake. There's a fake picture of her taking off her bra that she's distributed. That's also a fake. But there is a legitimate video of her bouncing her tits on a table for Falcon and Snake and the assholes. And that is an actual image of her.
It only shows her boobs. I mean, is there a picture of her face
for
real somewhere?
So where can I find this at? Can I...
I don't know if it's on YouTube anymore. It was for a while.
Forward that to me. Forward that to me.
I don't collect images of Debbie's tits, but I'm
that's
quite sure.
You should.
I'm sure some of the trolls will be happy to hand it to you.
What's that, VMAC?
I think if she's going to meet guys like us, then we're going to want to inquire, so she needs to keep us several, bookmark some of those things for us.
Amen, brother. All right, I'm bringing back on Goofy. Goofy, what do you make of this mess?
Hello?
Yeah, Goofy.
Vince, I'm over here. Fuck, I blacked out, and I guess I hung up. But I just woke up right now.
Sweet, man. Well, basically, you didn't miss anything, bro.
Although we were
just talking about Debbie Daly's double D's, and I don't mean.
But I haven't seen her tits. Are they that nice?
Well, apparently Jane has some insight into that.
Well, all I know is the videos I've seen, and there's actually some clips of them in the BWC videos about Bill Wagner.
Oh, man. I'd love to see
that. You'll see clips of Debbie's boobs, but you have to look for them.
She shows her tits?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's naked, and she shows her tits.
No, she was, the one that she did for Falcon and Snake was, she
Who
was in
the fuck
bikini
Who Falcon
top.
And Snake?
Yeah, she did this video.
Are the fake people with Maverick and Goose?
Thank you, very nice.
That's a good one. Now, the assholes that confronted her and said that she was lying about her tits because the pictures she was distributing were lies. Obviously, they were fakes. So she did this video
fake?
Of herself. Yeah. So, well, her boobs are fake. She's admitted to the fact that Vic bought them for her. She said that.
And who bought them?
Oh. Her husband, Vic. Victor Montoya.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but there's a video floating around of her sitting at her dining room table with her boobs bouncing on the table. Now, she's sitting straight up
on the
table.
Oh, that's hot.
They're on the
table. That's hot. I want to see that.
So this is on YouTube?
How can I get my hands on that?
Literally
and physically.
Somebody's got it.
You know what Deb Daly reminds me of? Of like a boss that you want to fuck. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. MILF. A cougar.
No, not a MILF, but like a boss you want to fuck.
Yeah.
She's not a cougar.
Yeah.
She's disgusting. Her man bought her tits and she's bouncing them on a table for two other people over the internet.
Right, but you have to think about this.
Oh,
you've
seen
you're
it?
You're sitting straight up in a chair.
Send it to me. I want to
right?
see it. I want to see it.
At a table.
I want
and your tits are on the
it.
Table.
And they're just gone.
That's kind of amazing to me. I like to see that.
Oh, is that VMAC? What's up, partner?
What up, homeboy?
Hey, Merry Christmas, brother.
Man, same to you, homie.
All right, then, 347-826-7667 is the number. We've got a huge switchboard here, and I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'd like to thank all my panelists for hanging tight with me. We've got another 20 minutes to go here. If anybody else wants to join us, feel free to do so. It's about that time to do the roll call. A-Monet 28, girl from Detroit, guest 16, guest 50, guest 55, guest 84, 34, Jesse Rabbit, Johnny Slim, Lady Slugga, Moxie, Ms. Ghost, One Angry Jew, PD of LA, Sagittarian, Showig, Tracy Gamore, Your Girl Kelly, and Zebula. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for hanging out in the chat room. Yeah, they're all sleeping, though. They're all passed out. They don't really listen. They just, like, come in and just leave it on and forget about it.
Shit, I'd rather have a sleeping chat room than no chat room. Like, people get scared to go in the chat room. They always, like, listen to me on the, like, your show page. They'd rather listen to me on there than to be in the chat room because they get all scared because of the IP address and all that other stuff. It's like, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't check the IP addresses. I don't even care.
It's
for real. Not that serious.
Like, wow, I can understand if it's your social security number up in there. But it's like,
some people think, you know, some people think too highly of themselves. It's all because of the internet. They look like wilder beasts, but on the internet, they make themselves think they're dimes or something. They're not even buffalo nickels.
Oh, my God. Not even a three-legged buffalo nickel.
Buffalo nickels. Are you talking about Debbie Daly's nipples?
Hey, I'm just talking about all of them.
The areolas?
No, he's talking about women that portray.
You gotta help me. You gotta help me get a picture of this. I gotta see this.
Yeah, I'll make an inquiry. I know somebody's got to have the video.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What you
can
do.
One angry Jew has it. He don't want to share.
I'm quite sure if Jew had it, he would post it somewhere, but it's floating around.
Oh, I would already have it.
The Jew is going to do an expose on Debbie Daly. We're going to have that probably tomorrow. Debbie Daly wants to throw the gloves down, the gauntlet, fine. She can have her say on my show. We can talk about her. What was the thing I put in there? I like it. I'm going to have to use this because I know nobody knows. I never even heard of that before. Pseudologica Fantastica. Should name her show that.
I think it's probably a bit more than that, Jew.
Well, all right. Yeah, I'm sure there's something more than that. But one of the key things of that I found fascinating was that she can have memories that are untrue, but she thinks they're true.
Is she one of them people?
Well, no. It says right here, it says, may also present as false memory syndrome, where the sufferer generally believes that fictitious events have taken place. Now, have you heard her tell stories about all this kind of stuff where she told me she took a baby from somebody and left the woman with some needle sticking in her arm and took the baby home, leaving a note. Kind of like when you hit somebody's car with a shopping cart. You leave a note and then you drive home. But in this case, she left a note and drove home with the baby. Come on.
I know. She says a lot of stories that are bullshit.
I've never heard of stealing
the babies. You know, normal people can't get away with the things that she says people get away with or herself. Like, she's ridiculous.
Oh, God. Wow, that's crazy.
She talks to dead people, okay?
So what was the fictitious stories? It's like, somebody will imagine that they're
somebody, just told you.
And then they're, in reality, they're nobody? Is that what you're saying?
No, I just told
you. I'll give you an example. Can I just step in for a second and give an example?
I'm drunk, so I need help.
Well, for example, when she got really badly trolled, I mean, she basically got her ass handed to her, and the cops showed up at her house. She told most people that something like 7 to 10 cops cars came with an ambulance and all of that. In fact, her husband video recorded the entire incident, and I saw the video.
The trolls attacked her on Blog Talk Radio, and then the cops came to her house.
Yeah,
how did that happen?
Because one of the cops
on the trolls,
the little troll from Florida, pretended like she was committing suicide in Debbie's house, and she did it on another show. And the woman freaked out and called the police in Dallas. And so the cops in Dallas went to Debbie's house to check and see, a welfare check to see if somebody was actually dead in her house.
Well, wait a minute. How the hell are they going to look in a directory and say, oh, Deb Daly, here's her address. Come on.
Because, okay, let me explain it to you.
That doesn't make any sense. And I'm
drunk
here.
Well, you know, you're also not a troll, so listen and I'll explain it. What the girl did was...
I'm an ogre, according to some people, but it's okay.
Right, but you're not a troll. So what she did was she called in by spoofing Debbie's phone number, and the show host Googled the phone number, and another troll had linked the phone number and Debbie's actual address in Google. So when she used to be able to Google Debbie's phone number, it would pop up with her address. So that's what happened. The chick Googled the phone number, got the address, called the cops live on the air. This all happened live on BTR. The cops went out. Yeah, so the cops went out to Debbie's house. Well, Debbie's husband video recorded the whole thing because Debbie's son had pot in his bedroom, and they were freaked out about getting busted. So I saw this video, and there was actually two cop cars, three police officers. They did come into the house, but with permission. They searched everywhere except Debbie's son Steven's locked bedroom. And the cop tried to get past Vic to get into the bedroom, and Vic got all freaked out. My son's in there sleeping. He's in there sleeping. And the cop tried the door, but it was locked. So he went back downstairs, told the sergeant that was there that there was a locked door. Sergeant was like, no big deal, and they left. It lasted about 3 minutes. But today she'll tell you that there were seven cops there. It was a violation.
And this was all live on YouTube?
No, Debbie, the record where the girl pretended to commit suicide was live on BTR. And then Debbie's husband...
No, but I'm saying the husband recorded it. Did he put it on YouTube?
No.
See, this is what my whole point was about what I was saying. Like, earlier today, like, this is a woman that's married, okay, has a child in her house. Now she claims that she has a baby there also.
Yeah, because her daughter, Heather, has an illegitimate son. And her daughter lives with her.
So my son has epilepsy and Down syndrome.
Okay. This woman, she's a married, grown-ass woman that should be setting an example for people. But yet she, instead of spending the night in the bedroom with her husband like any woman should, she's on Blog Talk Radio talking shit about everybody, causing trouble enough to where somebody that's a troll on Blog Talk Radio made a fake 911 call, had police come to her house and search her house, and the person that did all this didn't get in trouble.
Right. Well, the girl
didn't get in trouble for calling 911 and making a fake call. And this is a married woman.
They never do. They never do. I'm just saying.
If I could just explain. The troll who made the call to the show on BTR did not call 911. It was the show host that did it. So the girl who made the fake call got in trouble with her parents, her dad.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so it wasn't Deb Daly's show. It was somebody else's show.
Right. She called somebody else's show and pretended to be Debbie's, like a Debbie's kid or something.
Oh.
Well, she pretended to be Paula Wagner, which was even more funny. But
who the hell is Wagner person?
And doesn't it sound like Paul Wagner? Like all these names are all connected in some way, shape, or form. And I think it's pretty fucking pathetic that they're adults playing games like this when they're married and their mate is at home and their mate has to deal with the childishness that these.
Honey, you're telling me her husband is a fucking saint because she takes more drugs than a pharmacy.
I think it's
that
fucking
broad takes
sad.
More drugs than a fucking pharmacy, and he puts up
drugs
with
drugs does she
and
take, Jane?
Oh, man.
Sad.
I mean,
well, Merry Christmas, Deb Daly, wherever you're at.
No, Debbie's
I'm
one
sorry.
Of the guests. Debbie's
the
one of the guests. But tell
your
me,
house.
Jane, what kind
so,
of drugs does
so,
she
so
take?
So, in other words, you're trying to say she's a farm whore?
Listen, I've seen her medicine tray, and there was probably minimum 8 to 10 bottles of pills in that tray.
I take medicine,
well, how
too.
Did you get to
I'm
see
not
her
a fucking
medicine tray?
Freak
can I
out that she's BTR.
Because, one question at a time. Because she showed it to me.
Man, this is... This, you know what? BTR is starting to get a little crazy. You're going to have people start hitting you up for your paperwork on BTR. You know what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm saying. It's entertainment.
People are entertaining.
Is that BMAC talking?
No,
that's
Goofy Bone
right here.
Oh, okay,
I'm sorry.
Right, but if you want to know, I'm trying to give you guys a little of the history so you can see what I'm talking about. When Juice says she makes up stories, she'll take a little bit of truth, and she twists it into the sickest, craziest shit you've ever heard in your life.
Right,
but you got to remember, it's entertainment.
So how would she get an audience telling a story like, say, she's on a farm and she milked a cow? You know, it would be cool if she was on the farm when she was milking the cow, aliens came and she blew up the alien ship.
Hey, she was taking the farm and she is a cow.
Okay, well, you know, you could mix it all up. I mean, that's what happened in the Bible. But, I mean, hey.
I mean, the thing is that, like, you guys have to listen to some of her archives, and you'll get a sense of who she is. I mean, she believes that there are electronic transmissions that come through as ghosts and speak to her.
Wow, I wish I
and
could.
And she airs this
drugs.
Shit live on her show. And then she gives people advice about their families and their love life and their children.
I tried that with her. She's a fucking liar. I made up a whole story, lied my fucking face off. She answered, tried to give advice. She's a fortune teller. And everything that I said was a lie. And she still believed. She still answered. And she's still, like, she's a retard. I'm so turned off with Blog Talk Radio right now. It disgusts me. Because if people are really dealing with the law and going through already personal things and then somebody calls and causes some trouble like that, I'm fucking somebody up. That's retarded.
Yeah.
I cannot believe
people do shit
like that.
I fucking knock somebody up.
I'm scared of BTR right now. I don't know what to do on my shows. When people come in, I'm kicking them out left and right.
It's
I don't know what
control.
Numbers. That's
hey,
ridiculous.
And hey, you know what? And that's the main reason why they shutting it down February 1st because of those
people.
Yep. It's getting worse.
They messed it up for everybody.
What do you mean they're shutting it down? What are you talking about?
I hope Deb Daly didn't snitch and all this is because of Deb Daly because then I'd be really mad. You know what I mean?
All because of Deb Daly. She snitched.
For real. Cause
she
all
did.
It takes
She's
is,
a bad woman.
All it takes is one person, and of course she's a white woman, so they're going to listen to her. Now, if my Mexican ass went and said, oh, a bunch of trolls, as they so-called say, ransacked my show, they'd say, get the fuck out of here, Mexican. Go wash some dishes or pick some lettuce. They don't give a fuck about the minorities on Blog Talk Radio. But if it was a white woman complaining, oh, we're going to make a law here, and boom, February 1st, all these little fucking trolls, they're not going to go to no shows because everyone's got to pay and da-da-da-da. And a merry fucking Christmas.
I don't know
Christmas.
If that's true.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
They're creating a bunch of trolls.
No,
he's not right.
He is exactly right. It's all Debbie Daly's fault.
He's totally creating.
Did I do that?
So what happens on February 1st?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Answer that.
Who's it? Who is this I'm talking
That's
to?
Jane.
That's Jane.
Jane.
Oh, hi, G.I. Jane. February 1st, Blog Talk Radio is going to start charging people to conduct a two-hour show. Now, if you want your free membership that they so-called give you, you have a 30-minute membership. 30 minutes to
Well, you got
your
that
show.
Now, buddy. If you start a new account now, it's 30-minute show.
Excuse me. It's my turn to talk.
Oh, boy.
Questions will be answered at the end.
Hey.
You get a 30-minute show, and then you only get three songs on your show. Three songs?
May I say something, please? Without
yes,
being
you
special.
Can.
All right.
Yes, you can. You and the back.
Everybody seems to be upset because for the last, I guess, year or 2 years, they have gotten a service for nothing while Blog Talk Radio, I'm not sure if they were trying to improve it or whatever they're doing with it. But all of a sudden, Blog Talk Radio said, guess what? We're going to start charging for the service. Now, I don't understand why everybody's so upset about that. They're a company. They have every right to charge for what they do. Why should anybody get it for free? And why
okay, now let
complain?
Me tell you why we're upset.
Tell me.
Because this wonderful network is treating some of us like pieces of shit.
How
you,
so?
You get, if you're going to pay for a service, you're paying for a service that is good, correct?
I don't disagree with you. I agree that Blog Talk Radio
Blog Talk
does
Radio
not provide,
tends to fuck up
wait a
our
second.
Shows.
They don't
now,
provide
I'm going to be
a
honest
service.
With you. I've been on Blog Talk Radio for 2 fucking years. Every show that I've been to has not had the problems that I had on my show.
But I'm
well,
agreeing
then,
with you.
Well, there's this
wonder
why.
And again, they're already doing that. If you start an account today, you get a 30-minute show. That's
yeah, but
it.
everybody
oh,
who had a
today?
3-hour show or a 2-hour show, if they don't pay for it, they're going down to a 30-minute show. And if they have songs on their switchboard, they're going to lose all of them but three. So it's come down to you're either going to pay for it or you're going to lose all the free stuff that you've had for 2 years. And what I'm hearing, I'm sorry, is a lot of whining.
Hey,
wait a minute.
No, Drew,
I'm hearing,
I've been
no,
here. No, not
don't
wait a minute.
Me.
I do. I've been here since the beginning.
I don't
I've
care.
I've been here since 2007.
So what? So what?
How many people did I bring to the service?
Exactly.
What is the value
oh,
of that?
Thank you very
what
much.
Is the value of that?
What?
Thank
what
you.
Makes you think you're so self-important that you should dictate how they run their business? This is
Let
their
me,
business.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Jew.
These
can
are not
I,
your airwaves.
Something?
They're not your airwaves.
Can I tell you something? Can
this
I tell you
is
something?
Somebody's service. Somebody
it's
owns
me,
that computer.
It's me introducing them to money, but yet they don't give me a commission. They just said, do your thing.
But you
now
gone
it's
elsewhere.
Like, it's like
you
if I'm going to pay,
else.
I'm still
if
bringing in
had,
them money.
Then you should have gone somewhere else.
What you don't understand is you, it's some people that had very successful shows, and the majority of people on here had very successful shows. I didn't read no disclaimer that, yeah, you may be subject to getting 30 minutes and everything you raised. Goofy Bone been around for a while.
Upset. You're
Two
all
numbers.
Upset with the company for protecting their bottom line. And what happens if one day
people get free shows?
And what happens if one day they don't make enough money and they close the doors?
We take this
then
away
what?
From No, it wasn't that.
But see, the thing is that Blog Talk Radio didn't make itself.
So
the
stop
shows
whining.
Made Blog Talk Radio.
Well, who told you that you were going to get a free show for life? Anybody?
Who
told you?
Take it away? Anybody?
Who told you you were going to get a free show for life? What made you think it was going to be free forever?
No, dude, let me explain something to you.
The main
I'm not...
advertisement was start a free show.
Honest to God, I feel like I'm talking
not...
to a room full of Democrats who feel
no,
that
you're
somebody
not. You're
something.
Not. If
you're
you would
talking
shut
to a
up
group
for
full
a second.
Of Nazis. That's what you're talking to.
Look, do you pay for Google? I'm just curious. Do you pay to do, because, you know,
no.
Google is your friend.
I work for a while at work, so he can...
Listen, Ju, here's the deal. And this is all I'm going to say, and then I'm hanging up. I have nothing against them doing whatever's best for their bottom line, but they are disregarding all of the people that brought others here and created their business. And that's it. I'm out for the night.
No, that can't be it.
I just think they should go off the numbers. If your show was successful, they should grandfather you over. If it's something you never with the numbers or you never did it or never logged on, they should just knock that down. But it's people that have done doing numbers, chat rooms faithful. You know, they do a lot of good things on there and bring a lot of music, news, a lot of different things, you know, and
that's
they should
true.
Look at that.
That's true, but all businesses do this. All businesses do that. They give you a little,
yeah,
and, then,
hey, Walmart,
and then that's it.
Walmart will build
if
a Walmart
you,
smack dab in your neighborhood and make everything cheap for 6 months and then jack everything up.
Right. And if you any think of it, any
Merry
business.
Merry Christmas.
You could bring a hundred people to McDonald's, and just because you brought 100 people to McDonald's doesn't mean that you are going to get free cheeseburgers for the rest of your life. You understand
but
what I mean?
McDonald's.
But what
if it was an unknown burger joint?
All right,
All
right, everybody, shut the fuck up. Happy Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, Kwanzaa, whatever. This is the end of the live broadcast. Vincent the Bay with you once again. Another fantastic and vainglorious Friday night / Christmas Eve. Check me out tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Atlantic. And we're going to go into overtime here. I'm going to bring everybody back. Plus, we have before I bring everybody back, we have another caller that came in towards the end, and I didn't get a chance to get him on the air. Area code 200, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey, who's this?
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, it's settled then. Your name?
I get a lot of prostitution because I like a lot of prostitution.
Jim Rome. It's Jim Rohn, folks. Did you hear that?
Yes and no.
Goofy, I know you know Jim Rohn, right, Goofy?
Yes and no. Yes, I do.
I am not a perfect man. I have certainly made some mistakes, but out of respect to my wife and the Levy family, I will not answer that question.
Oh, God.
All right. So,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't be adult.
One big, happy family here on Disorderly Conduct.
Merry Christmas.
That to me is one of the best things ever.
Thank you. Very nice.
All right. Jim Rohn, I appreciate you chiming in here in overtime. Well, it's technically 12 a.m. now here in California, and that means it's technically our Savior's birthday. Happy birthday, baby Jesus! And
the baby Jesus.
And, recognition of that, we're going to play the obligatory "Jesus Saves" by Slayer. We'll be right back. Moxie bailed.
She took her toys and ran
Moxie.
Home. That was passive aggressive. Stand there and yelled at me, and then she said, "I'm out of here. I'm running away. Go home, little troll. Go home."
Hey, so how do you consider somebody a troll? Like, I mean, what the fuck?
You know,
well, I'm
a troll. That term has pretty much lost all meaning at this point.
All right, I'm a hybrid troll, so I'm not your regular troll.
Oh, you know what?
You're just a plain old Jew. That's what you are.
Not according to the Skype assholes. According to the Skype assholes, I'm an Italian guy in Dallas.
Oh, man. It'd be like a Mexican in Africa.
Well, that's what Calpone said, too.
Oh, yeah, I did eventually see that. That was very interesting.
Yeah.
Apparently, I am the master behind everything.
That's right.
Well, that
BC and Debbie Daly are your lieutenants.
Evidently, yes. Did you agree with me, Jane, on what I said about the whole Blog Talk thing, now that you understand what's going on? They had been giving everybody, all the people who were on here originally, who thought of themselves as grandfathered in somehow, were not grandfathered in because Blog Talk turned around and said, nope, beginning January 1, everybody pays.
No, February 1st. But look, what made Blog Talk? Did Blog Talk make itself?
But what difference does it make? They don't care.
No, answer that question, Jew.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I only came in 6 months and a half ago.
You don't know.
Do you have an agreement with them?
Think about it. No, I made a commitment to them.
Well, that's like getting into a relationship with some girl who you're in love with and she doesn't love you. That's pretty sick, don't you think?
But you still lived with each other, right?
So what?
Commitment.
Right, and all the time she's telling you, I don't love you. And, you know, you can hang around and
still lives there,
do
right?
all that, but I don't love you. And meanwhile, you're standing there going, wait a minute, why don't you love me 2 years later? Come on, who's got the problem?
Oh, but yet I have to pay the bitch to love me. That's what you're saying?
Let me tell you something about the real world. If you really want women, you're always going to pay for them to love you, no matter what.
Let me tell you something. I'm goofy bone. Women pay me just to fuck, so tell me another story.
How much do they pay you?
Well, it depends.
Well, what
I've
do you get?
I've gotten hundreds. I've gotten hundreds. I've gotten $20. I've gotten
long,
video
hold,
games.
No, no,
I've gotten
me,
Xboxes.
Hold on.
I've even gotten a car.
I
1978
wanna,
yeah. Dodge.
I was once paid with a gun for services. But let me ask you a question now. How long can you fuck?
Depends on how they get me in the mood. If it's just some chick that looks
are
hot.
Are you paid by time? Are you paid by amount of
I'm paid by making them nut. That's it.
How are
the
you?
The more they gush, the more it evens out, I guess you could
I
say.
I see. So what's your average payment for this service?
For this service?
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio?
No, what's your average payment for what you do?
Depending on what I need.
I don't understand. So if your rent is due, you charge more?
If the rent's due, whatever I need to pay the rent, hey.
And where do you find your business?
Facebook, MySpace, Twitter,
mm-hmm.
wherever a lonely woman needs a bone.
I see. And so you're a bone for hire is what you are.
Well, no, because there's some women that just happen to get it for free.
Why would
so
you get them for nothing?
Just like Blog Talk is charging us.
No, why would
you
give it to
the
them
math,
for
Jew?
Free? Why would you give it to them for free, though?
Well, it's just like my little friend down there. He has no eyes, so it's like... He's not seeing
you. You're not answering me. I'm asking you, why would you give it away for free?
I just answered your question.
Sell it?
If you listen.
I'm trying to listen, but you're not answering me.
Okay, what is your question, then, Jew?
My question is, why would you give it away for free, especially when you obviously tell me that you can sell it?
Well, when you're good at something, you never do it for free.
But
sometimes,
you just told me that you give it away for free.
All right, you guys. You ready? We're going to merge with the marijuana network.
To host, please press 1 at any time.
Good.
And the host
Jew,
will
you come to my show if you
Paula
want to
talk. All right,
otherwise,
which show
is
going to be able to listen to the show?
I don't know why you
is
wouldn't
yours?
Want me on your
this
show.
This whole theater is yours, and I had a lot to it. I would watch porn all day long.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
There he is.
That's it. I'm building a studio. We're watching some porn.
I love porn. Do you not love porn? Is it not the best thing ever? You can watch
it is
porn
pretty
on
cool.
the internet.
Isn't porn awesome?
It's boring.
What kind of porn do you like? What's your
like
favorite?
Amateur. You don't want to know. Anyway, amateur porn. Like where it's I like the ones where they try to like cover their faces because it's kind of sexy.
You want
to
know?
Yeah, I like gay porn. I have no idea.
You want to raise your hand?
No, you like the women gay porn, right? Not the guy gay.
Get
porn.
Us in there.
I did only watch for a long, long time only girl on girl porn. That was all I watched. That was the only thing that got me off. But then, you know, like anybody else, once you hit a peak, you have to have something more exciting. It takes that little bit of extra edge to get you off. But now I watch gay porn. Yeah.
She's watching gay porn?
I watch men on men. You know what? It doesn't matter. It's just porn. I don't want to see my dude with another man. Hell no.
What
you did to me. Now my whole mind, I've had this all built up all night. And we're going
to
have this giant, big theater thing in there. I've got my whole life planned out. Now I'm watching porn every night.
Press one.
Now the shoe drops.
I did.
The dream is there.
This is what I watch when I'm alone. If I'm with a guy, we can watch girl. We're going to watch girl on girl porn.
I'm going to tell you right now.
When I'm with a man and we can watch girl on girl porn, oh my God. Especially when they're like, you ever watch like the female Bukkake shit?
I press one, but no.
Like when the chicks like squirt on another girl's face.
Yeah, it's not working for
How
me.
How hot is that?
That is awesome. That I know.
Oh my God. And there's like 30 chicks and they're all waiting to squirt on this one girl's face.
He don't even look at his
chat.
Oh
my God. That is like my freaking kryptonite.
Hang up and I'll call
it. Oh my God.
All right, cool.
The chicken squirt on command. I'm in love.
Well, yeah,
and the chick is just, like, taking it all and, like, opening her mouth. I'm like, oh, I have to meet this girl. I want to marry her.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time.
All right.
You are now in the host queue.
Excellent. We're in.
So beautiful.
All right, Gio, you're up.
Out of her eyeball.
Which show is this?
Really? You know, she was crying.
Marijuana Happy Hour.
Marijuana Happy Hour.
Yeah. Hey, hi, sweetie.
Oh,
man, I can't believe he has an Xbox.
Oh, he doesn't even have a chat room.
I had the magic going that night.
Yeah, I was just crying because of your Xbox.
Yeah, he does. He has a chat room. There's nobody in it.
Cheers for the Xbox.
He doesn't even look at his chat room.
You know, she's like, this is never going to go anywhere. Is it in? How many times did you say that?
I've never heard it.
Are those trolls?
Japanese, right? Is it in?
She sounds like a pathetic girl.
She's calling me Jim.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. A lot of men mistake that, but is it in? Yeah.
Is it in?
I can't feel it. So, it's usually...
I'm glad I don't have that problem.
We got a big game.
Are you done?
Fucking really?
Did I pay for this? Or, you know what? You paid for it. I don't care. Rent's paid this month.
Good.
And then she leaves your Xbox and your 90-inch TV. Thank you. Sayonara.
Does this guy pick up the phone then?
The other thing that I see is just sitting on the couch with you holding your hand with this giant big screen TV.
Pick up the phone, you fuck.
Another man just slammed right in the asshole.
Yeah.
Seriously, he needs to.
You know what? I would never ask another man to watch that with me because that's more for me. If I was with a man and he said, you know what, I want to watch gay porn, I'd be like, you know what? Well, you know what? I want to watch you walk out that door. That's what I want to see. That's for me. That's he says, I want to watch you and two chicks.
He says, we're not going to get on the air with this fucking tool.
Because I can have two chicks come over with a phone call.
Delete this guy.
All right. God damn it, Santa Claus, you need to bring her over to my house tonight.
But if he ever says, you know what, I want another man to suck my dick, I'm like, I want the...
All right, I hung up.
Oh, man, what a cocksucker.
Want me to try again?
No.
No, because, I mean, he's not even going to fucking...
Headache.
He would have picked us up. He'd been, oh, there's a caller.
God, I can't believe you stopped that conversation about the whole paying for it thing.
Well, I mean,
got
here's
no
the
balls
thing. The other way
dollars.
To...
What was that, Jane?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the other way to think about it is that BTR has basically been giving you a free service, and you should be grateful for what you got.
Well, that's
and
what
understand
I think.
That now they need to charge for it. And if you look at the background of the business, these people have been they have been losing money and taking on funders like crazy. And essentially, the only reason why they keep getting money is because they have Alan Levy on board. So people need to start paying for BTR if they expect it to be around. This
but you know what they're
fail.
Doing, Jane? I can tell you exactly what they're doing. They're trying to get everybody on board, paying a recurring fee so they can sell it. The guy who created it probably wants to sell it so he can cash in. And that's his business. That's good, more power to him. And you know what he'll do when he sells it? He'll go out and he'll create something competing. Watch.
I mean, listen,
well,
I'm being
here. Oh, you're a bunch of babies. You know what? I'm tired of listening to everybody on here whining. Oh, I have to pay for BTR. Oh, I've been getting it for free for 2 years, but now I have to
pay
for BTR.
You're
a bunch of
people.
Well, that's a
your
whole
switchboard
other.
Switchboard is going to be fucked up like every other
that's
fucking
a whole,
day.
That's
just
a whole.
Just because you pay doesn't mean shit's going to change.
That's another
you're
issue.
You're going to get the crummy stain ass service, fucking bootsy ass motherfucking.
Well, if you start paying for it, then you can start complaining about it, right?
Well, they're not doing a very good job of making it very enticing. For somebody like me or Goofy, for that matter, to want
to
upgrade
and go pay
buy
for it.
Because,
if,
quite
if
frankly, the last couple of days, it has gotten worse and worse and worse. The service has gotten
terrible.
It's not, you know, if they're trying to sell us on upgrading, it's not working.
Yeah, so that's what I'm pissed off at. I mean, if it was A-OK and nothing switchboard wouldn't shut down and all that other stuff, yeah, I would pay. I would have no problem with paying. I would fuck some woman and she would pay my monthly fee.
All right, there you go.
But see, they're selling a service that is over here shutting down. Like I could be, like last night, we were on After Hours and it just shut us down. Goodbye. How the hell are you trying to throw a show out if it's going to shut you down?
But you're talking about two different things here.
Oh, my God.
Have a,
well, what am I talking about, Jude?
You have a problem delineating. Obviously, you have a problem delineating two separate subjects. One is whether the service is worth paying for. Two is whether or not they should give it to you for free. And you seem to be confused by both of them.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Obviously, you're confused because you're not paying attention. I'm saying
that was very intelligent.
Was good,
that was a very intelligent comeback.
I
listened to everything you said.
Just listen.
I heard you.
Listen. No,
you have
didn't.
Nothing to say.
Because if you did, you would understand.
You don't
with
have
my
anything
very
to say.
Intelligent comeback. What is this?
Wasn't a very intelligent comeback.
A Jew trying to retrospect a Mexican. This is not very good on the Vince on the Bay show.
Mira, mijo. Mira, yo puedo hablar lo que quiero.
No habla español,
entiende.
Juicy.
Yeah, no habla español. Okay, no jodas.
No habla
okay.
español, no. Juicy.
Es judío.
Denme el bosque eterno
de llevar. No me pongas en lo oscuro a morir con...
I'm sorry, Jane. Were you trying to say something?
Yeah. I was going to say good show, good night, Merry Christmas, have a good holiday, and all that good stuff.
And Feliz Navidad,
Feliz Navidad,
señorita.
Feliz Navidad. Exactly.
Hey, looks like Lady Slug is popping off. Hey, One Angry Jew.
Yes.
It looks like there's somebody in the chat room over there calling themselves One Angry Jewish Guy.
Really?
Well, yeah,
it's only a matter of time for copycat.
It's catching on. I suggested everybody should change their...
Maybe you should pull a BTR and start charging them.
That's
well,
what I'm saying. We should all change our name to One Angry Jew.
He's right. I own the franchise.
I own the franchise. Hey, what's the phone number for Slugga Show?
It's 760...
Yeah.
542-395-3951.
Want me to just add her here?
Yeah, sure, why not? She's playing music mostly, though.
Oh. All right.
But check it out. Let's see what maybe she's talking. I don't know.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you'd like to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
And somebody says, check this one, and then you wind up checking this one, and you wind up checking that one, and then you just see the pattern. You guys will get used to the pattern once you figure things out. I figured out a lot of stuff.
This is a Poo Poo Latouche. I call from Colombia.
Sean in here anytime, Jake, and tell me it's okay.
I'm going to go and do this.
And all the cool people that we meet and all the amazing.
What?
You know what I just thought of.
Jake is going to go to this on-air meeting with me, this on-air meeting, and he goes to the store and he buys a notebook.
We're talking to like the CEOs of Live 365 and...
Thunder.
The songs that I say have a lot of meaning behind them. And this song right here, I love the meaning behind it so much. And then I'm going to play some crazy Christmas song or something. Here it is.
Oh, my God. Patriot Greg's on that show.
Oh, well, I just killed it because I'm not listening to some bullshit song. So.
Yeah, but Patriot Greg's in that chat room.
So was that Debbie on her show, or was that Debbie calling into you?
No, that was something she sent me. She sent me this thing. I'm sorry, I was just playing around on my, switchboard. I got this thing. She sent me this. Here, you can listen to it. And it's...
This is a Poo Poo Latouche. I call from Colombia.
Sean in here anytime, Jake, and tell me it's okay.
And all the cool people that we meet and all the amazing...
What?
You know what I just thought of.
Jake is going to go to this on-air meeting with me, this on-air meeting, and he goes to the store and he buys a notebook. And
we're talking to, like, the CEOs of Live 365. And
this is Thunder, and I never listen to the Debbie Daily Show.
Can I hear Gunner flapping his ears?
Hey, Debbie, it's Vince. The last time I took acid, I saw Bruce Springsteen perform a concert.
We have woodpeckers that will come up here close to the house, and they get on telephone poles, and they actually go...
Dateline, Washington. Two people were buried in the wrong graves at Arlington National Cemetery, the Army said Wednesday, as it followed up an investigation into bookkeeping problems and burial mix-ups.
Now, she sent you all that?
So whatever that was, I don't know. She was trying to put together some highlight reel, and she apparently sent me that on accident. She was going to send me something else. I don't know. I don't even know what that's – I hope that wasn't supposed to be a highlight reel in and of itself. It was terrible. I couldn't tell what was going on.
Hey, Vince, I got to get out of here. But Merry Christmas, brother. And
right on.
One Angry Jew. Muzzle toe, and
Who else is on here?
Min-Man.
Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Min-Man, Jane.
Mint Condition was our homeboy. Merry Christmas.
Thank
and G.I. Jane, Merry Christmas.
And you too, sir.
Much love.
All right, Goofy Bone, good times. He was plastered there. That was good. That was fun. So, Jane, how do you know Debbie Daly so intimately? Would you go back with her quite a ways, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I worked for a company that did some work for her, and she's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, she is quite a piece of work, I'd have to say. She's sweet, though. I mean, she's always been really nice to me, except for now when she won't talk to me because apparently I'm a accomplice to, you know, somebody slandering her.
I mean, here's the thing, Vince. If you're a woman, 99.9% of the time she hates you. My male colleague, she was always sweet and charming with until she completely lost her mind. But for quite some time, she was basically sucking their balls. But myself and another female colleague, she treated us like dog shit from the beginning. She's, in my personal opinion, I think she's mentally unstable, and I also believe that she has some pharmacological addictions. But that's just an opinion based upon experience, but, you know, whatever that's worth. I think that she's a joke around here. She causes more trouble. She gets in close to people and everybody thinks she's nice and normal until she shows her true colors. And then she will do anything, say anything. She'll lie out her ass. She's just, yeah. I mean, Shannon Dinghy, who works for BTR, she's said some outrageous things about Shannon. She's claimed that Shannon said she was going to kill Debbie. She distributed this photograph of Shannon holding the sign, claiming that Shannon had sent it to her. And in fact, it was a sign that has been on the internet for at least 3 years. Debbie just went Googled Shannon Dinghy, found this photo, and then gave it to everybody and claimed that it was a threat that Shannon had sent her. She, anytime a woman stands up to her, she says it's because we're all jealous of her. We want her life, you know, her rich husband, and, you know, everybody is not as hot as she is or not as smart as she is. You know, Debbie claims to have a master's of science, although she won't explain what the discipline is. She just claims to have a master's of science and to be a good writer. And I've seen her writing, and it's atrocious. I'm surprised she's passed an English 100 level course. But, you know, these are the kinds of lies that she promulgates on an almost daily basis on BTR. And she's told people that she was a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader repeatedly until it was pointed out to her that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders have a roster going back to the start of the squad available online. And none of Debbie's three names appear anywhere on any of the rosters at any time. So she's just, you know, typical BTR dipshit.
Now, does she believe that she used to be a cheerleader? Is it a delusion?
You know, she doesn't talk about it anymore. I think it's because everybody's called her on her bluff. But for a long time, she claimed it repeatedly, a couple times a week. She would talk about how beautiful she was, and she's a former Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and, you know, so I don't know if she still, you know, says anything about it or not. But for a very long time, she talked about it constantly until someone said, by the way, you're full of shit. Yeah, so I don't know if it's a delusion or if it's just she's just a pathological liar. I think she's emotionally unstable. My experience of her is she's emotionally unstable, but she lies, and she's attempts to be extremely manipulative. She's just not very good at it. So, you know,
yeah.
One thing to be manipulative, it's another thing to be a poor liar and a bad manipulator. So,
I mean, she'll come off as perfectly charming, and you'll listen to her show, and you'll think it's kind of quirky and stupid, and, you know, but whatever, something good to listen to while you're vacuuming, right? Until you actually get in on the show or start listening to the things that she's saying with any real interest, and then you realize she's just full of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's got a real bone to pick with me. She's apparently trying to find all kinds of personal details about me. She's offered real money to get my Social Security number, even though I've explained to her. She knows my real name. I've given it to her. She knows that I don't live in the United States, and yet she just continues to believe that I'm someone else living somewhere else in the United States. So it's just, I don't know. I just think that the woman is a lunatic.
Why does she want your Social Security number?
Because she believes that I'm her. See, she's very paranoid. She can't understand that when she first started her show on BTR, she opened the door to trolls. She made, I'm talking about, you know, just general internet trolls who were screwing around on BTR. She opened the door to these people and gave them all kinds of information and encouraged them. And then all of a sudden she flipped the script and started attacking them and saying things like, you can't get me, I'll call the police, I'm better than you are, I'm smarter than you are. And that's just the wrong thing to say. And BTR tried to explain to her that she needed to stop talking to the trolls or she was going to lose her show. That she was encouraging the very thing she was decrying. And they basically told her to knock it off or she was going to be out. Well, she didn't knock it off, so they killed her show. And then there was a whole series of events that occurred. She tried to restart her show elsewhere, which is how I got involved, and she screwed over my company, so she only got partial delivery of the material we were contracted to deliver for her. And so she claimed that I was behind the trolls at that point, which is total rubbish, just bullshit on every level. And she knows that. I mean, she paid us, and then she tried to claim that what we did was fraudulent. And she filed 4 different fraud complaints against us, which we responded to with a variety of materials, including emails, letters, audio recordings, images, and various work products that we had done for her. And she lost on every count in her attempts to gain back the partial payment she'd made to us. So now, because she's lost in any efforts that she made in terms of the business relationship we had, she has gone around and tried to get personal information about all of us. And the ridiculous thing is that we gave her plenty of personal information about us, and she believes that we're all trolls, and so it was all fake, and so she has all this other stuff. And I have no idea what she would plan to do with my Social Security number, but I'm quite sure it wouldn't be good. But that's a problem with Debbie, is that she just doesn't get it. And I think that's perhaps part of what I believe to be a mental illness. You know, because there comes a point where you get hit enough times, enough things happen to you, that you would think you would just say thank you, but no thank you, and go back to your life. I mean, she's a grandmother, right? Her grandson lives with her. You would think she would spend her time, you know, nurturing her family and taking care of her grandson and kind of enjoying her life. But instead, it seems that this BTR is her entire life. It's her whole experience.
Now, did she used to be a professional radio host somewhere? Or?
Well, she's claimed that, but she's claimed a various different claims to fame, including family members being involved in radio in Texas and things like that. But my vague understanding is that she used to call in to a local terrestrial show. She did that for a long time, and apparently one of the people in there encouraged her to, you know, get into radio because she's got a good voice for it. And I don't know what happened with that whole instance. I know that she was claiming, both on her show and to us privately, that she
had been offered $70,000 for 13 weeks work with CBS Radio in Dallas. And radio is not my field, so I don't know if that is a normal standard amount of pay, although it seems quite extraordinary that they would hire a grandmother with almost no radio experience over the many, many unemployed professional radio personalities out in America today. But this is what she claims. So I know that she is, my personal experience of hers is she is obsessed with Blog Talk Radio and with her show on BTR. And anything or anybody who gets in the way of her show or she perceives to be getting in the way of her show, she will go batshit crazy about. So I am not, as close as she was to Steve Ogle, I am not at all surprised that she has turned on him. She has turned on everyone connected with her show. I mean, the teenager, Jake, that she has on her show, I hesitate to speak about him because I don't like talking about minors, but she has turned on him several times. I mean, she just is anybody she perceives to be in any way a threat. And the biggest problem is that her perceptions are so wrong almost all of the time. And for someone who claims to be intuitive and to be able to read people and to be this great counselor, you would think that she would be the most aware of her own personal demons and her own issues and the people who are closest to her. And she seems to be universally wrong about everyone. But listen, this is a woman who's paid the trolls to do work for her. She's paid cash money for trolls to work for her. So, to destroy shows on BTR. I mean, but go on YouTube.
So she sabotages other shows?
Yeah, go on YouTube and type in Journey into Light, Debbie Daly, and you'll find the video that she paid cash money to the trolls to make that video about another show on BTR. And the whole reason why she did it is not because there's any sort of, you know, issue about Journey into Light that she had. It was because the people at Journey into Light said she was full of shit and that she was a huckster and a hoaxster, and she got upset about it. So, you know, we're not talking about somebody who's got a full bag of tricks.
Now,
and what
I
don't understand.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say what I don't understand is why BTR continued. Why did they allow her back? This is what I don't understand.
Wait, they suspended her?
Oh, yeah, she was gone for almost 6 months. Well, maybe it was a little less than 6 months. It was certainly several months. Yeah, they completely wiped her show off BTR, and she went into a tailspin. I mean, she freaked out.
All right, so I'm going to wrap it up here. I'm tired. It's past my bedtime, and I'm going to go head over to Lady Slugger's show and hanging over there for a little bit before I fall asleep. Thanks, Jane and Mint, for hanging out here with me in the extended overtime. Thank you to Goofy Bone, One Angry Jew, Moxie, your girl Callie, and VMAC and everybody else who called in. It was a fun show. Of course, though, we couldn't escape the One Angry Jew, Debbie Daly talk. So I guess the glory rolls on here on BTR. Merry Christmas, everybody. And check me again tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay. And I'm Audi 5000. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Jump on! Georgia.
Thank you very nice.